the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. While David's soldiers were fighting in the field, their general was surrendering on the home front, skulking around his rooftop, peeping at exposed flesh, luring the woman in, and letting his lust have full reign. In the regal door, between the regal sheets, out the door again, there goes the daughter of Sheba, the mistress of David, the wife of Uriah. A nasty affair, to be sure, but the whole tryst could have been easily hushed up had not David's wild oats sown into Bathsheba's forbidden soil taken root and begun to grow. 9 months later, not a single hosanna greeted this son of David in the city of Jerusalem. He came in the name of the scarlet letter. The husband of his mother had been mown down on a battlefield, neatly killed by his father's white-collar treachery. The child of an adulteress, the son of a murderer, the laughingstock of David's enemies. Ugly, so grossly ugly is the whole mess. Conceived in secret, however, the child will die a very public death. Stricken, smitten, afflicted, he will die according to the word of the prophet. As if a sad emblem of how sick this world is that God once formed in 7 days, the child falls ill and is dead in 1 week's time. This son of David never made it to the 8th day. There is to be no wagging of hypocritical fingers at David, however. For who of you does not shudder to think that this is what sin, your sin, does? It kills. Oh, we giggle at our faults or downplay our wrongdoing or during confession yawn unbothered by the gravity of the awful truths we utter. But whose eyes are dry and whose heart is unfeeling when a tiny casket is lowered into the cold, dark earth? Repent. For David and his lover have more than a little in common with all of us. If the Almighty Judge held us all to the same strict judgment for our adulteries of heart or flesh, the funerals of infants would haunt our every waking hour, and their memories would torture our every dream. For the lot of David and Bathsheba is yours, and yours is theirs. For it is not only the man who says he has no sin who deceives himself, but also the man who says he has only a little sin. And be it lust, or be it pride, or be it greed, whatever it be, its wages are still paid in that currency that is minted in the soil of the graveyard. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and a contrite heart God will not despise. So yes, let us repent, but unlike those who have no absolution. For though we weep, there is a hand that dries all tears. And though our spirits are broken, there is a healer of body and soul. And though we confess, there is a loving ear who hears and a gracious mouth that answers, I forgive you. I have taken away your sin. You will not die. Learn of David, for he arose from fasting and weeping after the death of his child to confess, I shall go to him, but he will not return to me. I shall go to him, for though God did not extend his earthly life as I prayed, he did give to him everlasting life. I shall go to him, to his father and my father, to his God and my God. I shall go to him, for he has gone to Abraham's bosom. Whether circumcised as the Heavenly Father's own or simply commended into his arms by David's weeping and tears, either way, this son of David, who heard no hosannas at his birth, was greeted by angelic choirs when he left this vale of tears. For the blood that would be shed by the greater son of David covered him and his father, even as it covers you. He who was in the virgin womb died for those in all other wombs. He who was an infant is sacrificed for infants. He who was a toddler and a teenager and an adult. He sums up all humanity in himself and brings it through the day of crucifixion, through the day of burial, to the day of resurrection life. Yes, there is a son of David who makes it to the eighth day, and you he brings with him. Your adulteries of heart or flesh, your greed of mind or hand, from the sin of which you have boasted to that of which you are most ashamed, he takes it all. He wears all your scarlet letters on his blood-stained flesh, that you, O Christian, might be clothed in raiment so pure and white, it is the envy of snow itself. And so it is done. It is done all for you, and it is all done well. David's son is dead, yet alive, smitten, yet raised. And as Bathsheba was comforted by the birth of Solomon, take comfort, O Christians, in the Son of David who comes back from the dead as your own Prince of Peace. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.